The topic tonight that I chose to discuss is not really a major chiddush, but I thought it's important sometimes even items that are elementary, as the Mesillas Yesharim writes, to formulate them, try to articulate them with a clarity. Namely, the question that we're going to discuss is, what is the nature of Shmini Atzeres? It's a Yom Tov, which on the one hand, clearly is connected to Sukkos. It is the finale of the Yom Tov of Sukkos. On the other hand, it seems to have its own independent kind of autonomous sovereignty. It has a separate status as well. And usually when you encounter such phenomena, of course, the answer lies in both areas, that it has a bit of both. On the one hand, it's connected to Sukkos. On the other hand, it's Shmini, Atzeres HaChag HaZeh. And it's reflected in a number of ways. Generally speaking, the way to examine this issue is right away to look in Chumash. And you have here on page number one, there are seven Maror Mekomos. And you'll, more or less, we'll try to follow the Maror Mekomos to the extent that we can. So we should examine the major parshas in Chumash and see where Shmini Atzeres appears and where it does not appear. And this way we'll get a sense of where it belongs. Does it have a totally independent status? Is it quasi-independent? Is it more or less very much connected to the Yom Tov of Sukkos? What exactly is the nature of Shmini Atzeres? So as we've already mentioned in the past, the number of Shiurim, and you have on page number one in front of you, you see in Parsha Mishpatim, the Torah presents already the Shal Shrigolim. The Torah says, Shal Shrigolim Tachog Li Bashana, on page number one, upper right-hand corner. It mentions Chag HaMatzos. And then a bit later, Chag HaKotzeh Bikurim Masecha Shatizu Basodeh. When Bikurim are brought, we're talking about Shavuos. And then Chag HaOsif, B'Tzeis HaShana. We're talking about Sukkos. The Chag HaOsif, the time of harvesting. And the Torah here also mentions Shalosh Pam HaShana, Yeruah Kol Zechuches El Pnei Ha'adon Hashem. Three times a year, the thrice a year annual pilgrimage to Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, the din of Aliyah LeRegel that the Torah requires us. That, of course, is going to be elaborated on at much greater length in the Parsha of Re'eh. But here, the Torah actually presents the Parsha in the Mishpatim, but we don't have any reference whatsoever, as you can see, to Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is not found here, and Shmini Atzeres does not appear in this context. We continue, and the Torah has in Shmos and Kisisa another reference to Yom Tovim. Again, Chag Shavuos Tasa Lecha B'Ksir Chitim, the agricultural aspect of the Chag. Chag Osit Kupas HaShona, again, a reference to Sukkos. And Shalosh Pam Bashona Yerua Kol Zchurcha, Es Pnei Ha'adon Hashem. This needs examination. The earlier Pasha said, El Pnei Ha'adon Hashem. This Es Pnei Ha'adon Hashem is what to talk about there. And the Torah's exhortation, Lo Yachmod Ish Etz Artzecha, does everyone hear me?
Yeah, we hear you and we see you now again. Thank you.
Okay, I'm sorry. The Torah says here, "V'lo yachmod ish yesar tzecha, ba'losecha le'ros et pnei Hashem elokecha shalosh pam bashana." Again, here we have the reference to the shalosh regalim, but no reference to Shmini Atzeres. So in both of these parashas, we don't find Shmini Atzeres, neither in Mishpatim nor in Kisisa. Emor is the classic parasha where one would hopefully, and thank Baruch Hashem, we do find the other Shmini Atzeres mentioned here in Emor. Emor is the classic Parshas HaMoadim, and you notice the Torah introduces the Yom Tov of Sukkos, B'chamishah Sayom L'Chodesh HaShvi'i Hazeh, Chag HaSukkos Shir HaSayom L'Hashem. Ayom HaRisho Mikol Kodesh, Kol Melechus Avodah Lo Sasu. The Torah has the idea of Mikol Kodesh. We've spoken about these Tzukim in the past. And then in the middle, in Pasuk Lamites, Ach b'chamishah asar yom b'chodesh hashvi'i, v'yosvechem estuas ha'aretz, tachogu eschag Hashem shiras yomim. And here the Torah, in the context of presenting shiras yomim, the Torah says, b'yom ha'rishon shabbason, u'b'yom ha'shmini shabbason. Striking is the fact that the Torah describes the chag as the chag of shiras yomim, 7 days. And yet, the Torah says, "Bayom Rishon Shabbason, Uvayom Hashmini Shabbason. The Torah speaks about the eighth day being Shabbason. What eighth day? The Torah mentions Chag Hashem Shivas Yomim. And part of that is Vayom HaRishon Shabbason, Vayom HaShmini Shabbason. So ostensibly, this seems to suggest that Shmini Atzeres is apparently connected to the Yom Tov of Sukkot in some form or fashion. Then the Torah presents the mitzvah of Dalaminim, as we mentioned. And that's in the Parsha of Emor. So here we have a reference to Shmini Atzeres. Let's look at the other Parshios in Chumash as well. Pinchas, of course, is the one that focuses on the Korban Musaf. So here, the Torah is very clear that we know every day of this Yom Tov, we have been reading each day the Korbanos that diminish in number. And we have here, to your left, on page 1, Bayom HaShvi, Parim Shiva Elim Shinoim, and then Bayom HaShmi, Atzeres Yelachem. Here the Torah utilizes the terminology of Shmini Atzeres. That Shmini is considered to be an Atzeres, and it tells you the distinction. And here the Torah introduces to us the Par Echad Ayil Echad, the distinction between Shmini Atzeres and the other days of the Chag. But here we have the nomenclature of Atzeres used in a clear, overt kind of fashion. And as you see as well, below, again, the Torah seems to speak of a seven-day Chag, but here we have Shmini Atzeres mentioned with using the terminology of Shmini Atzeres. So in Emor, we have the term Shabbason, similarly connected to the Yom Tov of Sukkot. Here by Yom HaShmini, apparently set apart from the Chag Hashem Shivas Yomim. So in effect, already we see two different possibilities, two different perspectives on Shmini Atzeres. On the one hand, it's connected to the Yom Tov of Sukkot. That seems to be the Parsha in Emor. Vayom HaRishon Shabbason, Vayom HaShmini Shabbason. On the other hand, it seems to have its own independent status regarding the Korban, that the Torah calls it Vayom HaShmini Atzeres Yelachem. Let's take a look now at the Parsha in Re'eh, which is the Parsha that focuses on the mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel and the mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov. So here, as I mentioned, the Torah has Chag HaSukkot Taaseh Lecha Shivas Yomim, 7 days. And the Torah goes on to describe the mitzvah of Simcha, the fact that 3 times a year we're obligated to make Aliyah L'Regel. So as you notice that here, the Torah actually does not make any mention of Shmini Atzeres. It's not to be found. So what is the status of Shmini Atzeres simply based on the psukim that we have in front of us? So the Gemara has a famous comment, and perhaps before we turn to the Gemara, we'll just mention that which is known to all of us, that there's a lot of discussion regarding what is the nusach that I use in the davening and what is the nusach that I use in the Shemoneh Esrei when I want to describe the Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres. And we'll also see in the Rambam that he also addressed this issue as well. So many of us have the nusach of Bayom HaShmini Chag HaAtzeres Hazeh, which sounds like that it's a separate Yom Tov. Bayom HaShmini Chag HaAtzeres Hazeh. It's a separate Chag. It's independent. When we use the term of Atzeres, that somehow the word La'atzor, even in modern Hebrew, means to stop. What are we stopping? A sense that we're stopping the Shiva B'Sukkah. We're not sitting in a Sukkah anymore in time. And that's the nature of Atzeres. The Sfardi Nusach, in many Nuschos that I saw actually in Sfardi Sidurim, Bayom HaShmini Atzeres HaChag Hazeh. Mashma, that the eighth day is the, as I said earlier, the finality of this Chag, of this Yom Tov. So the Gemara actually takes on this issue. And the Gemara, you'll take a look on page number 7, the last page of this handout. But the Gemara actually tells us, and Machlokes Rashi actually tells us what these items are, but the Gemara on top of the page has a famous mnemonic device. And it begins with the page number 6, the last line. Gemara says that a braisa shmini regel bifnei atzmo. It's considered to be a separate yom tov. The gabi what? The Gemara says the in the pizar kishav. Regarding these 6 items, the Gemara says It has its own pious, because here we're talking about the karbanos. We mentioned that there are 70 parim that are brought on Sukkot to the Beis Hamikdash, 14 elim, 98 kvasim. But again, the karban of the eighth day of Shemini Atzeres is not included in the pious in the goral, because normally there's a goral, there's a lottery that takes place among the mishmaros in order to decide how to divide the karbanos. So there shouldn't be any quarrels. The karbanos on Yom HaShemini are not included in the pious in the lottery that was determined for the karbanos of Chag HaSukkos. So there's a separate pious. The next item is Zman Bifnei Atzmo, that we know. Namely, that Shemini Atzeres, there's a separate bracha of Shechiyano. Now, even though we already made a Shechiyano on the Yom of Sukkos, now once again, we're making a Shechiyano on Shemini Atzeres. It sounds like a new Zman. And we know as well that Yalav Yavo, we articulate a separate identity for Shemini Atzeres. So it's regal bifnei atzmo, zman bifnei atzmo. Regal bifnei atzmo, so Rashi indicates here very clearly, in what sense is it a regal bifnei atzmo? So Rashi tells you on line number 5, if you take a look in the upper right-hand corner, shein yoshev b'sukkah, there's no sitting in a sukkah on Shemini Atzeres. All of us are quite aware of the, I guess I can call it, the major tararam that exists regarding Shemini Atzeres in Chutz Aretz. As a matter of fact, even today, several people who are here from Chutz Aretz ask me what to do on Shemini Atzeres when they're in Eretz Yisrael. What should they be? What should their status be regarding Shemini Atzeres? Namely, should they sit in the sukkah? Should they not sit in the sukkah? I'm not going to get into the discussion of that right now, but Rashi here indicates that there is no yeshiva of a sukkah. One does not sit in the sukkah. I mean, the time, actually, if you look on the left-hand side, has a different explanation. He learns that Shemini Atzeres is a separate chag regarding the din of Aliyah L'Regel. There's a separate mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel regarding Shemini Atzeres. And those, the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, one would have thought, based on the psukim that we saw earlier, is not operative on Shemini Atzeres. But Tosfos quotes the pasuk, Ufanisu v'abokir v'alachta l'alecha, that it is no egg. And those who come to Yerushalayim have to remain there, Motzai Shemini Atzeres. And yet the Torah does not count it as a separate regal regarding Aliyah L'Regel. We don't find an explicit indication that regarding Aliyah L'Regel, that Shemini Atzeres has that kind of status. There are others who contend that this idea of regal is relevant to Avelus, Chas V'Shalom, that someone who lost a Karov before the Yom of Sukkot, he lost a relative, someone passed away. So we know that Sukkot cuts off the Avelus of Shiva. And now, if you assume that Shemini Atzeres has its own independent status, so then it cuts off the Avelus of Shloshim. So that is another interpretation that some Rishonim have regarding this pneumatic device, the idea of regel. And then the continuing, the kuf, karban bifnei atzmo, this we mentioned already, that on Sukkot we always bring 2 elim, and on Shemini Atzeres we bring 1 ayil, on Sukkot we bring 14 kvasim, on Shemini Atzeres, only 7. Every day of Sukkot, we bring a diminishing number of parim. Namely, we begin with 13, going down to 7. On Shemini Atzeres, we bring par echad, only 1 par. So obviously, there's a distinction between the karbanos that we bring on Sukkot and that which is brought on Shemini Atzeres. So here also, Shemini Atzeres is set apart from the Yom of Sukkot. And then regarding the Shir Shal Yom, which is a fascinating topic in and of itself, namely the Shir that was sung by the Leviim over the Karban Musav in the Beis Hamikdash. So Sukkot is the Chag HaOsif, and the Shir of Shemini Atzeres begins with Lamatzeach al HaShminis, the Pasuk in Tehillim Perek Yud Beis, and that is the Shir Bifnei Atzmo. And the last item is Bracha Bifnei Atzmo, which is also a machlokes among the Rishonim, what that refers to. Shemini Atzeres has its own Bracha, we know in Yalav Yavo, we don't mention Chag HaSukkos, but rather has its own Kinoi, its own identification, and other Rishonim quote Tosefta Masach HaSukkah that it refers to the Birchas HaMelech when they left Yerushalayim when Klal Yisrael parted from the king, and it's based on the Sukkim in Melachim Aleph Perches Shalom HaMelech actually when he celebrated the Chanukah Samigdash. So there we have also a concept of a separate bracha onto its own. So all this is simply to underscore the fact that obviously there are clearly separate elements to the Yom Tov of Shemini Atzeres. On the other hand, it's clear as well that there are some residual connections to the Yom Tov of Sukkot, since, of course, the Yom Tov of Shemini Atzeres follows upon the heels of the Yom Tov of Sukkot. Now, just mention a number of these quote-unquote residual items that come to the fore, a number of Gemaras. I can't really examine all the Gemaras very carefully, but I'll just refer to a number of them that are probably relatively well-known. The Gemara on page number one, in the lower left-hand corner, this Gemara actually is cited a number of times in Shas, also in Masechah Sukkah, but it's a Gemara Masechah Daf Ayin Aleph, and it's also found actually in Masechah Sukkah, and you can find it as well here on page number seven. So you can either, we'll maybe look first at page number one, and then we'll look at page number seven, just to get a tone of the Gemara. The Gemara says here, and the line, the third line, I underlined it. The Gemara says, Lema Masayale Vayisa Ach Sameach. The Pasuk says that you should be Ach Sameach. The word Ach in general, as well known in Chazal, all over Shas, the Gemara says, whenever the term Ach is used, it's a miut. It comes to exclude something. Achin Berekin Miutim Hein. And yet here the Gemara says, L'rabos Leil Yom Tov Achron L'Simcha. Somehow there's a need to tell us that there's a mitzvah of Simcha on Leil Yom Tov Achron, namely on the last night of Yom Tov, that night, of course, being Shemini Atzeres. Notice that the Gemara calls it Leil Yom Tov Achron. That's the language used by Chazal. And again, we don't know if Chazal are referring to Shemini Atzeres as a Yom Tov unto itself, or Leil Yom Tov Achron, seemingly, again, a connection to the Yom Tov of Sukkot. And so therefore, it's the last night of the Yom Tov of Sukkot. One could interpret it either way. The Gemara actually is somewhat cryptic in terms of the language that the Gemara actually uses over here. But the Gemara says that there's a need somehow for a ribui. We need a teaching, namely an extra word that will in effect teach us or help us explain that there's also apparently a mitzvah of simcha. Somehow, I would have thought that Shemini Atzeres, perhaps, there is no mitzvah of simcha. Why exactly one would have thought that there's no mitzvah of simcha on Shemini Atzeres? Again, assuming that Shemini Atzeres is a separate Yom Tov, so perhaps it's not connected to the din of Sabachta v'Chagecha, because perhaps it has no status of Chag on its own. And therefore, as a result of that, there will be no obligation, no mitzvah of Simcha per se on Shemini Atzeres. So the Gemara tells us that's not correct. The Gemara says that there's a din that even Shemini Atzeres, there's a halacha of Simcha. Now the Gemara goes on and discusses this a little bit. I just want to comment on what the Gemara says over here. The Gemara says, we don't know what this pasuk is referring to. It says, so it tells you there's a ribui that we have to include somehow the night of Yom Tov. But the Gemara has a question. Maybe we're talking about the first night of Yom Tov, even though the language of the Gemara is the Rabbis Lele Yom Tov Achron. And Rashi explains over here, if you look in the Rashi of Sochem and Afayin Aleph, that generally, when we talk about Simcha, we're talking about the mitzvah of eating Shalmei Simcha. There are three korbanos that are offered up on Yom Tov, the first Mishneh Chagiga, and Rashi indicates that we can't be referring to Yom Tov Achron because it already says Shivas Yomim with reference to Simcha. So somehow we're assuming that maybe the eighth day is excluded, and therefore the Gemara wants to suggest maybe we're talking about Leil Yom Tov Rishon, even though there's no korban at nighttime. So Rashi indicates that perhaps one would be obligated to go ahead and shecht Shalmei Simcha Erev Yom Tov in order to consume it on the night of Yom Tov. So the Gemara goes on, and the Gemara says, Tamalomar Ach, Chilek. And the Gemara then has a discussion, but what's relevant to us is that the Gemara, the last two lines of this passage, the Gemara says that why am I focused with reference to this limud on the last night of Yom Tov Shmini Atzeres as opposed to the first night of Sukkos? The Gemara says, because there was a din of simcha throughout the entire Chag of Sukkos. And therefore, now we are just adding to that simcha on the last night in Shmini Atzeres. There is no simcha that precedes Sukkos. The simcha comes about, obviously, on Sukkos itself. There's a mitzvah of a samachta b'chagecha. And since we are fulfilling the mitzvah of a samachta b'chagecha during the 7 days of Chag, so therefore one could assume somehow that we're going to add now as well to that simcha on Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag, namely on the last night of Sukkos. And was, again, the assumption is that somehow this is an extension of the Yom Tov of Sukkos regarding the din of simcha. And this is the Gemara at Daf Ayin Aleph from Sochim. And the same idea is found on page number 7 here. Look at page number 7 for a moment. The Gemara comments on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ha-Halel Va-Simcha Shmona. The Gemara said, the din of simcha takes place 8 days. What does 8 day mean? 8 days means 8 days of Yom Tov, 8 days of Sukkos. Ostensibly, we're talking again about Shmini Atzeres that's connected to the Yom Tov of Sukkos. The Gemara again, asked the same question. How do you know the 8 day is Chai B'Simcha? Doesn't say it explicitly. The Gemara quotes the same limud, the same source. V'yisa ach sameach l'rabos leil Yom Tov Achron. And Rashi explains, because we're including the night of Shmini Atzeres with the previous 7 days that we offered up a korban, Shalmi Simcha. And in effect, once that's included, Rashi says, Leil Yom Tov Achron is tofel, is sort of secondary. Kal v'chomer, the day itself, which is the ikar, that one is chayv in simcha. So there's a whole discussion among the Rishonim. Again, Rashi assumed automatically that we're only including the nighttime of Shmini Atzeres, but not the 8 day itself. Taisa's over there asked a question from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ha-Halel v'asimcha shmona, that the mitzvah of Halel is all 8 days, and the mitzvah of simcha is all 8 days, mashma, on the 8 day, there's a din of simcha. So obviously, Leil Yom Tov Achron is lav davka, but rather we're including as well, not just Leil Yom Tov Achron, but also included clearly the day of Shmini Atzeres itself. What's fascinating is that there's a famous comment of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon already asks, and that which we alluded to a moment ago, the Gemara says that Achin Berekin Miutinheim, that the term Ach always comes to be memai, to exclude. And here we're using Ach Lerabos to include. So what does that mean? So they say over the name of the Vilna Gaon, a very beautiful explanation, that in the course of the Yom Tov of Sukkos, we have many, many mitzvahs. We have the mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah, and the mitzvah of taking Dalam Minim, and the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. But here, when the Gemara says, Vayisa Ach Samech Lerabos, this is really a miut. We're excluding, namely, that all the other mitzvahs that are relevant during the course of Shiva's Me'achag are no longer relevant. Namely, we no longer have Yeshiva Basukah. We no longer have Dalam Minim. So what's left? Only Simcha. So in effect, this Vayisa Ach Sameach is really a miut. Really comes to be Mamai. Really comes to exclude. Even though the Gemara says L'Rabos, it comes to include. But really, we are excluding all the other mitzvahs that are relevant in the course of the Yom Tov of Sukkos. Namely, here now we are essentially limiting ourselves to one mitzvah, namely the mitzvah of Simcha. But again, all this was quoted for one primary reason, to show you that even in the language of Chazal, that we see that there is a tension whether Shmini Atzeres is connected organically to the Yom Tov of Sukkos, or Shmini Atzeres is not connected to the Yom Tov of Sukkos. I'll mention another element which is also very famous and quite relevant. There's a well-known Rambam where the Rambam writes, the Rambam is talking about at the end of Hilchos Lulav and Periches, Halacha Yud Beis. Take a look at page number 2 in the lower part of the handout. The Rambam says that Alva Mishakol Amorados in Halacha Yud Beis, even though all the Yom Tov and Mitzvah the Smach Bahem, Bechag HaSukkos Hoysev B'Migdosh Yom Simcha Yisera. There was an extra dimension of Simcha that took place in the Yom Tov of Sukkos. Shenemar, Usmachna Bnei Hashem Elokechem Shivas Yomim. So we see that Sukkot is unique because it's saturated with simcha, saturated with joy, more so than all the other Yom Tovim. And we have a striking comment of the Vilna Gaon found in the upper section of page number 2 in Ma'aser Rav, where the following statement is made. Hagon Zal Hayasamech Ma'od B'chag HaSukkos. The Gaon was incredibly happy in the Yom of Sukkos. Ubi Yosef B'Shmini Atzeres. Even more so on Shmini Atzeres. Why? Ki Hu Yosef Yom Simcha Mikol Yimei HaChag Al Pi HaSod. Based on Kabbalistic reasoning, it's more of a time of Simcha, Shmini Atzeres, than the Chag, than the Yom of Sukkos itself. That's an astounding kind of statement. But notice in the language of the Ma'aser Rav, it says Al Pi HaSod, based on some sort of mystical idea, some sort of mystical concept. And my understanding of the mystical concept is based on a Talmud of the Gaon who wrote a sefer called Tosefes Ma'aser Rav that you don't have in front of you. But in Tosefes Ma'aser Rav, he cites the following explanation, that during the 7 days of Sukkot, we offer karbanos, as we mentioned, corresponding to the 70 nations and the 70 sarim, the governors or satraps who direct traffic with these 70 nations. But Shmini Atzeres, there is no foreign involvement whatsoever. Shmini Atzeres is a kind of yichud with Hashem Yisbarach. And you look at this Ma'aser Rav of Vilna Gaon, you see that it's astounding that all kinds of piyutim were said on Shmini Atzeres, and even Aderes Ve'amuna, Ve'esoyu, and he writes Usmechem Simcha Gedola, and then towards the end of that passage, I underlined it. It describes the Hanhoga de Vilna Gaon during this period of time. Uzal ha'yaholich al ne'aseva Torah, sameach ma'od at simchas Torah, berov oz v'chedva, chachmas adam tari panu klapidesh ba'eris. He looked like a torch of fire at simchas Torah. He danced with all of his might in front of the Seva Torah. And that's how the Gaon somehow saw Shmini Atzeres. So Shmini Atzeres, even in terms of simcha, seems to have some separate kind of status. As a matter of fact, we generally, here in Eretz Yisrael, we know that Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah are combined. And essentially, what do? On Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah? We are Samech B'Gomro Shol Torah. When we complete the Zos HaBracha, and we begin Sefer Bereishis. As a matter of fact, some ask the question, why are we making a Simcha L'Gomro Shol Torah on Shmini Atzeres, which is a Yom Tov? We have a din of Simchas Yom Tov. We just mentioned L'Rabos L'El Yom Tov Achron L'Simcha. There's a din of Simcha on the night of Shmini Atzeres, or did a Simcha on the day of Shmini Atzeres. How do we combine both? Isn't that a violation of the principle the Gemara has in Ma'ikotin, in the Arvin Simcha B'Simcha? We shouldn't commingle. We shouldn't mix two different types of joy. Perhaps that would be a violation. The answer, of course, is fairly evident that the main Simcha that takes place on Shmini Atzeres, or Simchas Torah, which is combined in Eretz Yisrael, is the Yichud, the Dveikus between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. And that day. And that, of course, comes about primarily through the Torah. There's a medrash that comments, Zeh Yom Masa Hashem, Nagila V'Nisvecha Bo. And the medrash comments that what is that referring to? Either it refers to Bit Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or it refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And it's interesting that, and the Chafetz Chaim already commented on it, that simcha that we have with the Torah, that's really the Simchas Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, which again, we combine in Eretz Yisrael. It's not called Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. It's all one Simcha. It's all one and the same. It's all really conjoined. It's all identical. As a matter of fact, the reason why we read Simchas and Simchas Torah, Shmini Atzeres, is also Bracha, Rishon already pointed out, in order to connect Simchas Torah with Shmini Atzeres, means that's exactly the nature of the day. The day actually is devoted to the simcha that Klal Yisrael has with the Torah and with Hashem Yisbarach. It's all one and the same, and that's why it's not a violation of Im'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. There's a striking comment of the Sefer HaChinuch that you don't have in front of you in Mitzvah Shinchav Dalid. He asked the question that why don't we take the lulav on Shmini Atzeres? Why don't we take the dalaminim on Shmini Atzeres? So he answers that the dalaminim are essentially connected with the first 7 days. This man ha'asif, and undoubtedly when a farmer sees that Baruch Hashem, he has prospered, he has flourished, he has been able to harvest that which he grew. So there's no question that brings tremendous simcha, especially in Eretz Yisrael. The Dalaminim are connected to Eretz Yisrael, so the Rambam writes the more in the Vuchim, a special connection between Dalaminim and Eretz Yisrael. However, that's the first 7 days of Sukkot. The eighth day, says the Chinuch, Shmini Atzeres, is Kulo Hashem. And that's the Rashi that we're all familiar with, where Hashem tells Klal Yisrael, stay with me one more day, Kashalai Pridaschem, I can't separate from you, I'm enamored of you, the love is so great, and that's why it's called Atzeres. And that's essentially, Shmini Atzeres is Miyuchad Hashem Yisbarach, completely dedicated to Hashem. We have to be Sameach with Hashem, with His Torah, and that's the Ikar of that particular day. And that's already, as I said, mentioned by many who pointed out this distinction between Shmini Atzeres and the other days of the Yom Tov of Sukkot. But all this was simply just to underscore the difficulty, the conundrum that I presented at the very beginning, namely, what is the nature of Shmini Atzeres? Is it a day that is completely connected to the Yom Tov of Sukkot, or does it have its own independent, autonomous kind of status? And here you can see from a number of the discussions that we've had till now that in some respects it seems to be connected to the Yom Tov of Sukkot. In other respects, it seems to be independent of the Yom Tov of Sukkot. It seems to have a ambivalent kind of status, and that's also reflected in the Nusach of the Sfardim, Nusach Ashkenazim, and how we identify the day in the Alav Yavo and the Shmoneh Esrei. And it could also very well be, and this I didn't mention until now, when the Gemara says that and perhaps we are being memayik the first day of Yom Tov because there's no simcha lefanav. What simcha lefanav does not exist before the first day of Yom Tov? The answer is the simcha of the karban. There's no obligation to go and shecht an erev Yom Tov shalmi simcha. However, regarding simchas yayin, bigdei tzivonim, the Gemara says that it's an obligation for all of us to be mesameach wise. We have to. There's a chiyuv min haTorah. My rabbi used to say this all the time. For every husband to purchase for his wife a present, the Gemara speaks about garments. Preferably, she should purchase the garment. You just give her the wherewithal to do so. And there's an obligation to be mesameach tanim. And the male gender, ain simcha l'babasa v'yayim. So there is a simcha min haTorah, even b'leil rishon. Maybe not the simcha of the karban, but there is still obligation of simcha. But all this was simply just to underscore the fact that even though the Gemara says regarding Pizar Keshav that Shmini Atzeres seems to have a separate kind of status, as you mentioned a while ago, but on the other hand, it's obviously still connected very much to the Yom Tov of Sukkot. Interestingly enough, and I have this here as well, the Rambam, in his Seder HaTfilah of the entire year, writes that Shmini Atzeres, you use the following language. This actually you can see here on page number 2 in the lower left-hand corner. Xerox from the Rambam Seder HaTfilah, from his Siddur. He writes over there when he describes Shmini Atzeres, what's the proper identity, what's the nomenclature the one should use? He writes, Es Yom Tov Mikol Kodesh Hazeh. And then he says, Es Yom Chag Shmini Atzeres Hazeh Zman Simchaseinu. That's the language that he uses over here. And elsewhere in the Kiddush, in Hilchos Shabbos, if I'm not mistaken, in Perek Chavtes over there, I don't have it in front of me right now, but if I recall correctly, the Rambam says over there on Yom Tov that what one is supposed to say is Es Yom Chag HaMatzos Hazeh, O Chag HaShavuos Hazeh, O Chag HaSukkos Hazeh. The Rambam does not mention a separate nusach for Shmini Atzeres, namely Chag Shmini Atzeres Hazeh. The question is, why is there a distinction between Kiddush and the davening? Generally, one would assume the two really should be identical. Since there is a switch in the nusach that the Rambam has here, that one should mention Shmini Atzeres independently on the lower part of page number 2 in the Siddur of the Rambam, so why should Kiddush be different than that? And there's even a question in Halacha that's asked by many, many poskim, and this is not an uncommon feature, and I have no doubt that people are going to ask me this question very shortly. And it's Hashem, tomorrow night, on Shmini Atzeres. Namely, a person makes a mistake on the Ma'ariv of Leil Shmini Atzeres and says, Chag HaSukkos Hazeh. And then, Okar Raglo, he finishes the Shmoneh Esrei. Is he Yotzi B'di Eved? So, it would seem from Parshas Re'eh that we just saw at the beginning of the shir, where the Torah mentions all the regalim regarding the din of Simcha, regarding the halacha of Aliyah L'Regel. The Torah does not mention Shmini Atzeres separately. So therefore, one could assume automatically it's part of Sukkos, part of the Yom Tov of Sukkos regarding the din of Simcha. And many assume like that. Rashi in Psachim that we saw earlier, and Afayinav, the Chiv of Simcha Shmini Atzeres is only B'leil Shmini Atzeres, so therefore there's no proof that it could very well be. It's not included, actually, in the Chag of Sukkos. So it could very well be that here, maybe the halacha would be different. So this is a discussion among the Poskim, but Yesh Abi Lismoch, that if one said the Nusach of Chag, Asukkos, one is Yotze. The only question is, as I asked a moment ago, what's the distinction between Kiddush, where the Rambam, as I pointed out a second ago, when he speaks of Kiddush, of Yom Tov, and Hilchos Shabbos, so then the Rambam does not mention a separate Nusach for Shmini Atzeres. Mashenkin Tefillah, here the Rambam does have a separate kind of Nusach, and perhaps one has to distinguish between the criteria that are relevant regarding Kiddush and the criteria that are relevant regarding Tefillah. I'm not going to explore that right now, but that's the general approach that one Lechora has to take regarding this matter. I want now to examine a bit more carefully a few pieces of Gemara, if I may, with reference to the Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres, and just to show you some of the problematica in terms of the issue that I presented earlier, that you'll have a better sense of what we are referring to. So let's start here and refer just to a few Gemaras. I can't really go into the Gemaras in such great depth as I would like to, but time does not warrant are doing that, but perhaps we'll just get us a flavor, a sense of the difficulties that are involved over here in terms of this issue that I mentioned in the course of this year. We'll start actually with the Gemara on Daf Memvav on page number 4, where the Gemara has a very fascinating discussion regarding the Dalaminim Ashmini Atzeres. Look at the top of the page, Amar Rav Yochanan. The Gemara says, Esog Bishvi Asr, Bishmini Mutar. The Gemara says that an Esrog on the seventh day has a din of Muktzah. Bishvi Asr. Bishmini Ashmini Atzeres, the Esrog is permissible. The Gemara goes further. The Gemara says, Sukkah, Afilu Bishmini Asura. But Sukkah, even on the eighth day, is Asr. That's one opinion, the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. However, Reish Lakish has a different position. Reish Lakish Amar Esrog Afilu Bishmini Nami Mutar. He says, no, an Esrog, even on the seventh day of Sukkot, is also permissible. Namely, on Hoshana Rabbah, an Esrog is permissible. What's the issue of Michael Mifugli? Mar Sova the Mitzvah is Katzoi, or Mar Sova the Kul Yom is Katzoi. The Gemara says that there's a fundamental machlokes here. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the Esrog is also Kol Hayom. On the seventh day, the Esrog is completely interdicted, completely prohibited. According to Reish Lakish, it's Asr till I fulfill the mitzvah. Once I fulfill the mitzvah of Esrog, so then the Esrog is no longer Muktzah. You have a concept called Huktzah the Mitzvasa. So here there's a discussion in Rishonim on top of the page, Taisa the Amasal Esrog. I'm not going to read it inside, but he says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we have a principle which the Gemara has many times. Why does he say it's Asa Kol Hayom? Because Migud is Katzoi. We have a concept, once something becomes Muktzah, part of the day becomes Muktzah the entire day. And the question is, does this concept apply to Chol HaMoed or not? That seems to be the subject of a big discussion here among the Rishonim, whether that Migud is Katzoi, the normal we say, if something becomes Muktzah ben Hashmashos, in the twilight zone, let's say on Erev Shabbos, it becomes Muktzah the entire day, does that apply to Chol HaMoed? It could very well be. This is the Machlokes, this is Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Or the way other Rishonim explain, the Machlokes is regarding another concept called Muktzah Machat Mitzvah, that once I designate the Chefetz as a mitzvah, it becomes Muktzah. There are different types of Muktzah, as we well know. There's Muktzah, which is Efer, Ofer, Vavonim, something that has no use whatsoever. And then there are other types of Muktzah as well. But here we have a third concept called Huktzah the Mitzvasa, something designated for a mitzvah. Is that considered to be Muktzah or not? And what's the issue? The issue is, this concept of muktzah, machas mitzvah, does it depend on the zman of the mitzvah? Means as long as the chebetz can still be utilized for a mitzvah and I can use the esrog the entire day of Hoshana Rabbah, therefore automatically becomes muktzah kol hayom. Or do we say no? The din of muktzah depends upon the owner. Once the owner fulfills his mitzvah of esrog, it's no longer called muktzah. That's also a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish over here. So what's fascinating that the Gemara says regarding esrog, there's an argument. What the status of the esrog is on Hoshana Rabbah. However, the Gemara says regarding sukkah, initially the Gemara makes the following statement: on the eighth day, it's also kol hayom. So the question is why? Why should that be? Why should a sukkah be also the entire day, not be also the entire day? And so this is the subject now of the Gemara in the middle of the page. If we look in the middle of the page over here on page number 4, the Gemara actually asks this question. I underlined it, sort of the middle of the page. The Rabbi Yochanan, Mashna Sukkah, Mashna Esrog. Why is there a distinction between Sukkah and Esrog? So the Gemara gives the following explanation. Amalei, the Gemara says, Sukkah dechazi lebein hashmashos. Sukkah, let's say in the twilight zone, whatever the twilight zone consists of, it's between sunset and when Tzeisah Kochavim, when the stars come. So now, during that period of time, the Gemara says, Deis ramile su'udasa, let's say a person now is about to have a meal. So, boi mesim begave, umecho begave. So then a person would go into the sukkah, because it's true, it's not yet Shmini Atzeres, but there's no mitzvah to sit in the sukkah. But on the other hand, it's still the twilight zone, partially connected to the under of sukkahs. So a person would eat a meal. If he had to eat a meal, he would go into the sukkah at that point and eat a meal. And then what the Gemara says, it's katsoi, the benash mashos. So now he has the status of muksa during that period of time. However, the Shmini, when it comes to Shmini Atzeres, Esrog lo chazi ben Hashmashos. Esrog can only be taken during the day, cannot be taken at nighttime. The mitzvah Esrog is dafka bayom. So the Gemara says there's no counter of Muktzah ben Hashmashos. Anyway, I'm not going into all the details of this particular machlokas that needs a lot of careful examination. But again, I'm showing you that the Gemara is having a lot of difficulty with the status of number one Shmini Atzeres. And just to show you that even in the language of Rishonim, we see that Rishonim also were very concerned and troubled. And one of the best examples, of course, is always to use the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Lulav, when the Rambam addresses this issue, you take a look on page number 2, you see how the Rambam formulates this halacha. And you see the difficulty the Rambam had just in the actual formulation. This is found in Halacha Chav Zayin, in Perek Zayin, Halacha Chav Zayin, which is on page number 2 in the upper left-hand corner. In the Halacha Chav Vav, he deals with the Hadassim. In Chav Zayin, the Rambam says, Yosu lechol esrog kol yom ha-shvi. Why can't I eat esrog the entire day? Once it was designated for part of the day, it's designated for the entire day. And then he writes, Ubi shmini mutav achila. But on the eighth day, namely Shmini Atzeres, there's no question that the esrog is not considered to be muktzah. The esrog can be eaten. And then he writes, "Uvizman hazeh shana olsim shnei yomim." Today, the Rambam says, where the practice is a chutzar, of course, to have 2 days of yomtiv sheni shegolios. Alvu b'shein noten lula b'shmini. Even though the lula is not going to be taken at Shmini Atzeres, ha esrog also b'shmini. But the esrog is going to be forbidden on the eighth day. Because we have a doubt, we have some ambivalence. So the Rambam says during the time when Edim, when witnesses used to come and testify regarding the new moon, what's called the Zman HaRi'iyah, there was a suffix. So the Rambam says they would take the Dalamina Misafik on Shmini Atzeres. And therefore the Dalamina would be also because of Muktzah. Bizman HaZeh, the Gemara says, we have Bikir Bikir Diarcha. We don't need to have witnesses and come and testify about the new moon. So we're not going to go ahead and take the esrog today. But we see that apparently there's some sort of concept of muktzah regarding the dalamina. And Taisis actually, on Daf Mem Zayin of an Aleph, this Taisis actually is found here as well. You take a look in the Taisis, which is found on page number 5. So Taisis actually, on top of the page, because the Gemara actually has a discussion What do we do at the end of the day on Shmini Atzeres? How do we operate? So the Gemara in the middle of the page, I underline the three lines. The Gemara says, the Gemara says, we sit in the Sukkah, we don't make a bracha. This goes back to the discussion that I alluded to earlier, what they do on Shmini Atzeres on Sukkah and Chutzar. Some people, at nighttime, they go into the Sukkah. Some people eat the Sukkah during the day. Some people make Kiddush in the Sukkah. Some people don't go into the Sukkah. I once heard Rav Soloveitchik said he met a Chassid, and the Chassid told him that you don't know how to read the Gemara properly. How do we read this Gemara? We sit in the Sukkah. You don't make a bracha. That's a simple pshat in the Gemara. So he read the Gemara. The Chassid. Is it possible to sit in the Sukkah without making a bracha? There's no such thing. Can it say? Not possible. And therefore, what should we do? If you can't make a bracha, mezisnich in sukkah. You don't sit in the sukkah at all. So chassidim don't sit in the sukkah. Shmini Atzeres. They interpret the Gemara differently than we do. But Taisus already asks on top of this page, Mem Zayin and Alf, the top Taisus already asked this question, why don't we take Mizmanenu, the Dalminim on Shmini Atzeres? The Rambam, as we pointed out a second ago, the Rambam distinguished between Netilas Lulav, and again, even though the minug of our forebears does not require us to take the dal minug, but perhaps a solar problem, the Rambam says a buktza. And here the Gemara says, take a look at this Gemara. The Gemara says, Nesve yasvina buchilam vachinon, as there's a striking Rashi. So look at the Rashi. I underlined the Rashi, top of the page. Rashi says, Lebruche leshi besukkah, you don't make a bracha. Buchilam vachinon. Says Rashi, Dishminihu, vein shem sukkah salav. So Rashi is again troubled by the same issue. It's the eighth day. And therefore, there's no shame sukkah on it. What does that mean? Why is there a distinction between Shmini Atzeres regarding the bracha leshem sukkah and let's say any other Yom Tov Sheni Shagolius? Every Yom Tov Sheni Shagolius in Chutzaretz, there are two seders. People have a seder the first night and a seder the second night. They replicate the second night with the first night. So why should the seder not be applicable as well regarding Shmini Atzeres? Why should Shmini Atzeres be different than Yom Tov Sheni Shagolius? So somehow Rashi is suggesting no. Rashi is saying that Shmini hu vein shem sukkah salav. V'ainu lezeh ulezeh. Lesukkah delom b'vachinon, lebracha, es yom shmini chag atzeres hazeh. You see, Rashi is troubled by this issue. In other words, there's a distinction between Shmini Atzeres and general Yom Tov Sheni Shagolius. Undoubtedly, Yom Tov Sheni Shagolius, Chazal told us for whatever reason, we have to replicate the Yom Tov that we just did the previous night. We have two nights of Pesach, 2 days of Shavuos, 2 days of Sukkot. But somehow, when it comes to Shmini Atzeres, it's different. Why is that so? The answer is because the Kedusha of Yom Tov is already Chal at the very beginning of Sukkot. And now we want to go and introduce what we do on Yom Tov Sheni Shagolus because the Minhag HaMaseinu B'Yadeinu, that would not be able to be done because we're not being mechadish anything new since, in effect, we don't need Minhag HaMaseinu B'Yadeinu. We already have the Kedusha of Shmini Atzeres connected to the Yom Tov of Sukkot. Again, I'm just trying to show you again and again, and just one other Lashon HaRambam, just to underscore this even further. The Rambam Perek Vav Hilchos Sukkah, Halacha Yud Gimel. Take a look on page number 2 again. And the Rambam in the middle of the page on the left-hand side. Again, just to show you the ambivalence that the Rishonim had with this Yom Tov. The Rambam says, Bizman Hazeh, Shonu Olsem Shnei Yom Tovim. Today we have 2 days of Yom Tov. Yoshim Besukkah Shmona Yomim. We sit in the sukkah, the Rambam says, 8 days. Uvayom hashmini shu yom tov rishon shel shmini atzeres. What a language. The Rambam says, on yom hashmini, what does he call it? Yom tov rishon shel shmini atzeres. Yoshin ba, vein mevoch leshe basukkah. What does that mean, that language? Yom shmini, which is yom tov rishon shel shmini atzeres. L'may nafkemina. So the Rambam somehow seems to be telling us that what exists on Shmini Atzeres, the Kedusha Shmini Atzeres, has its own independent Kedusha. He calls it Yom Tov Rishon Shel Shmini Atzeres. It's not the Kedusha of Chag HaSukkos. Somehow it's separated from Chag HaSukkos. So the object of this shiur was just to show you that there's a built-in ambivalence to the Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres. Yes, the Gemara says, Mesu Yasvinam, Bruchilam, Vachinan, as I mentioned, the Chassidim are Mekel regarding a sukkah and Shmini Atzeres. However, Shmini Atzeres, from a Ashkenazic standpoint, is the way the Vilna Gaon expressed it earlier, is almost viewed as a yichud of a simcha v'chasim v'kala that's reached its apex, that reached its height. And the Gemara says, actually, at the end of the second parak, that chasim v'kala are part of the mitzvah sukkah, because perhaps they cannot fulfill the mitzvah sukkah in terms of the simcha that's required in the ideal kind of fashion. But what I'm trying to show you, and you can see here on page number 3, this is expressed in Shulchan Aruch, this ambivalence comes to the fore there as well. That notice that the Mechaber says, Leil Shmini Omer B'Tfila, Batiten Lenos Yom Shmini Chaga Atzeres. And right away, the Rabbah comments, V'adon Ogim She'en Omim Chag B'Shmini, L'matzin B'Shum Ogim She'en Yigo Chag. We don't have the concept of Chag. And then a bit later, underlined section as well, let's say a person said, Es Yom Chag Asukas Hazeh, we have a Machogs among the Achronim, do we have to go back or not? And the Mishnah Berurah also comments in the line, I underlined actually several lines over here. Again, the ambivalence of this Yom Tov Shmini Atzeres is built into the very nature of what Shmini Atzeres seems to be all about. So let me just be Mesayim and make a comment regarding the Yom Tov Shmini Atzeres. I referred to the Vilna Gaon a few moments ago. Two comments of the Gaon. One is that which is left Vayisa Achsa Meach is one element, one item. And the item, of course, is the mitzvah of Simcha. We are alone with Hashem Yisbarach. That is what takes place on Shmini Atzeres. It's a unique kind of Simcha. It's a Simcha which is literally onto itself, has its own kind of status. They say over, I heard this from Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal, he said over from his uncle, the Brisk Rav, many, many times, he pointed out that the distinction between, for example, the simcha of Yom Tov, there's an obligation to be sameach every Yom Tov, I mentioned it earlier, and let's say the simcha of Purim. The simcha of Purim is a very physical kind of simcha. We're obligated to make a seuda, we're obligated to eat and to drink. The partying is part of the inner aspect of the mitzvah. It has no other tachlis. Masha Enkein, when it comes to Yom Tov, the din is really L'smach B'Hashem. Yom Tov is a time when a Jew realizes he's standing in the presence of Hashem and he can connect with Hashem Yisbarach. So it's true that physically there's a Maisa Mitzvah, as I mentioned earlier, Basa V'Yayin for males and for women to purchase for them Big Day Tzavonim and for young children to give out Kloyos V'Agalzim, as the Gemara says. But there's a fundamental distinction between the Simcha of Purim, which is physical, and the Simcha of Yom Tov, which is much more spiritual, ruchani in nature. That's a fundamental distinction. And it's interesting that the already many, many mefarshim have pointed out, and I alluded to it earlier, Chazal tell us, kutsha brichu yisov araisa chadhu, that the ultimate kurva, the ultimate connection that Klal Yisrael have with Hashem is Baruch is to limud HaTorah. And the simcha in Hashem and the simcha in the Torah, as I said earlier, is really identical. That not everyone is capable necessarily of coming to the highest of levels, but all of us have the capability of learning Torah, each one at their own level. Each one is able to come to some hasaga, to some understanding of saying Chalkeinu B'Sarasecha. Every one of us, Chayei Olam Nata B'Sarcheinu. Hashem has given all of us Chayei Olam, the potential for unbelievable connection, for Dveikus and Hashem Yisbarach, through the Torah, each one according to their madrega, each one according to their own intellectual acuity. It's fascinating that I heard from Rav many, many years ago, they commented on a line that's found in the Birchas HaKodesh. We say, Chayim Shesh Bem Yir HaShemayim V'Yir HaScheid. That's one statement. We ask Hashem for a light that has both. We should be God-fearing and we should also not become involved in transgression, any kind of chet. And then we say again, seemingly, a duplication, Chaim Shetevonu Avas Torah V'Yir HaShemayim. So he said there's a distinction between a life without Torah, but a life of someone who's a Jew, who's Yirei Shemayim, who's Yirei Chet, but then there's another level, there's another Madrega. If someone has Avas Torah, then his Yirei HaShemayim is going to be of a completely different nature. So the ultimate simcha that one has on Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, namely in Eretz Yisrael, where the two are combined, is that Simcha that we are connected to Hashem Yisbarach. All of us are connected to Hashem Yisbarach through the Torah. All of us have a chelek in Torah. All of us are capable of elevating ourselves to a madrega. And we'll just end with a medrash. The medrash tells us that, and this really is also, this idea is to be found, I saw in the Svarno in Parshas Emor, the Perach of Gimel, Pasuk Lamed Vav. But the Yalkut says that once the 7 days of the Chag of Sukkot have passed, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Achshav Ani Vatem Nismach Yachad, now you and I are going to rejoice together. Omer Av Ovin, Vadayin Enon Yodin Vamel Ismach. So what should we be in a state of joy about? With HaKadosh Baruch Hu or with the day itself, with the Yantav itself? So Shlomo HaMelech said, Nogila V'nismecha Bach. Bach b'toroscha, bach b'shuascha, in the Torah and in the salvation of Hashem Yisbarach. Amar Rabbi Yitzchok, bach refers to esrim u'shtayim elsiyos shegasaf lanu b'torasecha, the 22 letters of the alphabet. So what exactly is the Medrash trying to tell us? So the Svarno has a comment in Parshas Emor. He points out when the Torah there uses the language of Bayom HaShmini, Atzeres Yelachem, when the Torah uses that language, he indicates, and I'll read part of his language, he says that this day which follows upon the heels of Sukkot, Asher Bo, we have the Shlemus of all the Smachas of the Regalim. Means Sukkot is the end of the three Regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, and it becomes a Yom HaTzeres. V'tiyah Simchaso Simcha Shel Torah U'masim Tovim Ka'amro Yismach Yisrael Be'osav. Now, beside the fact that Shmini HaTzeres is the yomtiv like every other yomtiv? There's a din of simcha, as we mentioned the Gemara. But there's another din of simcha, mitzach mini atzeres. And here the simcha is simcha in Torah and masim tovim. That's apparently what the medrash means. That Hashem says to Klal Yisrael now, ani v'atem nismach yachad b'shmini atzeres. You and I are going to rejoice together. And the Rambam also in Perek Vav v'chus yomtiv. I also zirak this Rambam here. You can see it as well. The Rambam indicates that obviously there's no question that there's also a mitzvah of simcha in the physical sense on Shmini Atzeres, but here preeminently and preeminently, Nagila v'nismecha Baruch, here every Jew has the opportunity to find his chelik in Torah, his chelik in Ruchnias, his chelik in Dveikus and Hashem Yisbarach. That's the simcha that Hashem Yisbarach is asking us to find on Shmini Atzeres, to be sameach with the Torah, with Masim Tovim, but ultimately, all of us could find simcha in Hashem Yisbarach, because undoubtedly that is the ultimate bitachon that every single Jew should have, and especially in these trying times that we are confronted with, the very challenging corona situation that we are encompassed with, that we are engulfed with. B'yodcha avkidruchi padisa si Hashem kelemes. Ultimately, a bitachon lies in Hashem Yisbarach, and we are certain that kol man diavad rachman letov avad. Even though Daki Hashem Nistarim, we don't understand the ways of Hashem, how he operates. But we see that Shmini Atzeres, even though on the one hand it has a connection to Sukkot, many residual elements as we saw in the course of the Shir, but ultimately Shmini Atzeres, Hashem says, Atzor, Kashalai Pridaschem, I want to be connected with you. Ava Mekalkel Sashura, the love that Hashem Yisbarach has to call yourself so overwhelming. It's a love which is completely without any inhibitions whatsoever. There are no gvulos to this love. And that's the love that we have to demonstrate to Hashem Yisbarach. We began with searching Hashem in Chodesh Elul, and we continue with Rosh Hashanah, which is a kind of tzinoyim. Yom Kippur is a chasana based on the Mishnah at the end of Tainus. Yom chasunos, yom simchas libo. And then we have Sukkot the simcha, and now the yichu with Hashem Yisbarach of a chasun the kala. That's the simcha of Shmini Atzeres. Halavai, that yichud should lead to a simcha L'netzach, Netzachim, B'tzina HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael, all of us will be sameach with Hashem Yisbarach, with His Torah, and demonstrate that through Masim Tovim, demonstrate that through the interaction of chesed that we have with each other, and undoubtedly in that schus, Shmini Atzeres will become a model for Klal Yisrael and their relationship to Hashem Yisbarach, which hopefully, B'ezer Hashem, L'netzach, Netzachim, will remain forever and ever, and bring about Bias Mashiach Tzikeinu, Merb Yomeinu, Amen V'Yomeinu.